The Traveler's Journal, April 10th, Skinning Snakes in Shanghai. China ranks among the world's fastest-growing economies. One measure of that prosperity is the number of new restaurants opening around that vast nation. It's boom time in the restaurant business, in dozens of cities from Beijing to Hong Kong, and the range of dining options is impressive, both in terms of traditional cuisine and theme. As new eateries vie for the attention of diners, it's clear that the cultural revolution has given way to the culinary revolution. One popular Beijing beanery is themed on the hard times of the past. Its name translates as Remembering Bitterness, Thinking of Sweet Things, with a menu and decor designed to evoke rural austerity. Entrees include items like willow leaves, wild greens, and a selection of insects, such as sautéed caterpillars and deep-fried locust, which taste nothing like chicken. And the Mao family restaurant features dishes favored by the great helmsman, smoked anchovy fried with chili, and lumps of bacon fat in a rich red sauce. The decor includes a facade of wooden logs and a giant portrait of Mao. Other Chinese restaurants feature foods not normally found on Western menus, such as the unknown savories in a Sichuan hot pot. In several Canton snake restaurants, the catch of the day is plucked live from the front window display and skinned before your eyes. The cobra is said to be mild and quite tasty, reminiscent of free-range chicken. But don't miss the house specialty, clear broth of mountain snake. Made with boa constrictor, it's one meal that really sticks to your ribs. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.